Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State Roundup. Moore earmarks $17 million for school energy efficiency. Maryland a target for Trump's deportation action. State continues to pose challenge for renters. Governor Wes Moore earmarked $17 million for school energy efficiency projects in Maryland, nearly half of the previous year's allotment. Maryland faces challenges with Trump's deportation actions targeting the state. Renters in Maryland struggle with affordability, needing more than twice the minimum wage for a one-bedroom apartment. Democrats hope to revive the Baltimore Red Line project despite financial concerns. Governor Moore's approval ratings are slipping due to anxiety and economic worries. Senator Van Hollen welcomed home a Baltimorean freed in a Trump prisoner swap. Senator Alsop Brooks will co-chair the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's conference. Frederick Mayer defends his record against two challengers. Annapolis mayoral candidate Bob O'Shea highlights city struggles at campaign kickoff event. Ben Jealous was fired as executive director of the Sierra Club. A man charged with vandalizing Israeli flags lost his job at Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Dog Park Bar Hybrid Bark Social reopens in Baltimore under new ownership. Bark Social, the dog-friendly beer garden and play space, is reopening its Baltimore location under new owner Brad Notaro after a nine-month hiatus. Notaro, who acquired the brand's Baltimore and Columbia sites earlier this year, has made updates including healthier menu options, dog-themed beverages, and upgraded dog suites. The rebranded operation maintains its open-air beer wall and pet-friendly design. The revival follows a turbulent period for the business, which filed for bankruptcy last November. Pricing has shifted slightly under the new ownership, with annual dog memberships now at $385. Early turnout suggests the community is eager to return, with customers describing it as a homecoming.
Free registration is now open for Pacific Marine Expo at Seattle's Lumen Field Event Center from Thursday, November 20th through Saturday, November 22nd. Free registration is now open for Pacific Marine Expo at Seattle's Lumen Field Event Center from Thursday, November 20th through Saturday, November 22nd. The 2025 edition of the show will bring together industry professionals from commercial fishing, workboat, and maritime sectors. With new programming, evening events, and industry favorites, this expo promises to be dynamic and inclusive. Attendees can explore hundreds of exhibitors, participate in the free expo education program covering various topics, visit Alaska Hall, and join special events like the National Fisherman Highliner Dinner and Awards. Exhibit sales are open for those interested in showcasing their products. Pacific Marine Expo, part of the diversified portfolio, is the largest commercial fishing and marine trade show on the West Coast. For more information, visit PacificMarineExpo.com.
Baltimore Children and Youth Fund commemorates BCYF Month, awards millions to grassroots groups, elevating Baltimore's youth. Baltimore Children and Youth Fund celebrates BCYF Month by awarding over $10 million and 105-plus hours of learning to grassroots organizations in Baltimore for fiscal year 2025. Over 175 awards were given to organizations dedicated to expanding opportunities and improving the lives of young people in the city. BCYF Month highlights the fund's commitment to equity, youth leadership, and community engagement. Grantees, selected through an intergenerational community grant review process, include organizations like A Prosperous Tomorrow and Ballet After Dark. BCYF's support goes beyond funding, providing technical assistance and professional development to ensure success. The fund's inclusive approach aims to build a lasting ecosystem of support for Baltimore's youth. Learn more at beastfund.org. ProShield.Services partners with Thumbtack to transform home projects' customer experience. ProShield.Services has officially launched in partnership with Thumbtack, offering unprecedented customer service support for home projects. This collaboration provides expert guidance and live agent support throughout the entire project lifecycle, addressing a critical gap in the home improvement industry. The platform offers expert contractor matching, live agent support, and post-completion follow-up to ensure customer satisfaction. ProShield.Services aims to revolutionize the home improvement experience by making services more accessible, transparent, and customer-focused. With plans to expand service offerings and geographic coverage, ProShield.Services is dedicated to helping customers achieve successful project outcomes.
Potter Orthodontics, named Best Orthodontist in Fullerton 2025. Potter Orthodontics has been named the Best Orthodontist in Fullerton for 2025, a prestigious recognition from the Fullerton Award Program. This award highlights the practice's exceptional orthodontic care and dedication to the community. Led by Dr. Potter, the team offers personalized treatment plans using the latest technology. Beyond clinical excellence, Potter Orthodontics is actively involved in community service, sponsoring events, and supporting local initiatives. This award reflects their commitment to excellence and motivates them to continue providing top-notch care. By focusing on patient well-being and oral health, Potter Orthodontics aims to make a positive impact in Fullerton and beyond.
Broadway Theater marquees to light up in unity to say no Times Square Casino as residents and workers rally to oppose casino at first hearing. Broadway Theater marquees lit up in unity with the community's opposition to the casino. Photos and videos show 16 marquees displaying No Times Square Casino. Residents, workers, and nonprofit organizations rallied against the casino proposal by developer SL Green, citing potential negative impacts on Broadway and the community. The rally coincided with the first public hearing of the Community Advisory Committee, where 71% of the community expressed opposition to the casino. The coalition of opponents has grown to 35 organizations, including Broadway unions, social service providers, and resident groups. The proposal has faced significant backlash, with a recent poll showing 71% of Midtown residents against it. The coalition urges the public to voice their concerns to local officials at notimesquarecasino.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.